Sarah Gosman is the lead author for the National Wildlife Federation on a report written in response to the Kalamazoo River spill. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you being with us. Tell us about this report.
The report is actually a collaboration between the National Wildlife Federation, where I'm an attorney, and the University of Michigan Law School, where I'm an adjunct professor in environmental law. And I and a group of students took a look basically at federal and state pipeline laws and tried to assess whether they're doing a good job in terms of protecting the environment. And the whole reason to do this, I think, why I was interested was exactly because of the spill, the Enbridge spill.
Tell us about your findings.
So there are a number of different areas that we looked at, but I think sort of the primary things are we wanted to sort of see what's going on with pipelines from beginning to end, right? Where are pipelines going? How are they routed? What happens when they're in the ground? And then what happens when people have to plan for spills? And if a spill happens, how are they reported? And I think on each of those areas, we found some inadequacies in federal law, and we found that states are not filling in the gaps with their own laws.
So even after terrible spills like the one on the Kalamazoo River, which you would think would cause states and federal authorities to react with stronger rules and regulations and oversight, your findings dictate the opposite.
Yeah, well, we haven't seen movement at the state level. I should say that the federal, there was a law passed in January of this past year at the federal level that that reauthorized the Federal Pipeline Agency, and that law did do some things, but a lot of the things in that law were studies. It said, you know, the Federal Pipeline Agency should study a particular issue, come back, report to Congress, and then perhaps take action, rather than just directing it to take action right away. So that's another thing that we talk about in our report. Certainly at the state level, we haven't seen, for example, Michigan, you know, say take regulatory authority over pipelines within its borders, which it could do, or require reporting of spills. This is another thing we talk about.
Only three Great Lakes states, Michigan, Minnesota, and Illinois, require permits specifically for all new oil pipeline construction. Where the concern is with the ones that have been in place, much like the ones in the Kalamazoo River that broke, that perhaps aren't being maintained. It's almost impossible to monitor an entire system that could be hundreds and hundreds of miles long. And the report shows the information that stronger rules are needed to make sure we don't have these in the future.
Yeah. Yeah, you got it exactly right. So, I mean, you know, on the question of what's in the ground, right, out of sight, out of mind, and I think that's sort of one of the themes that I've been thinking about as I've been doing this report. And, you know, there is a question of new pipelines, but when you get them in the ground, what's happening with those pipelines? And, you know, there certainly are rules at the federal level, but they aren't really taking into account, say, all environmentally sensitive areas, and states aren't actually, you know, exercising their own authority to regulate pipelines as they could be doing.
Sarah, what surprised you most about this report?
You know, I think I knew, you know, obviously about the spill, the Enbridge spill in Marshall. I knew just the extent of that spill. I think what surprised me was how many pipeline incidents happen all the time that we just don't know about. So, you know, for example, in the last 5 years, there were 277 spills out of what's called hazardous liquid pipelines, which includes oil pipelines, like the one that ruptured near Marshall. And that was in the Great Lakes region, I'm sorry. So just in our region, 277 spills within the last 5 years, almost $900 million in property damage. So while the spill in your area was, you know, a big thing, people have been talking about it, there's so much going on that we don't necessarily think about.
What's been the response about the report? Have you heard anything from the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality or the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency or any other organizations?
I haven't. I sent the report to all those folks, and I hope to continue to have conversations with them about some of these policy recommendations. I believe that the Federal Pipeline Agency, which is called PHMSA, did release a a brief statement saying that they are working on some of these issues, but that's all I've heard.
Sarah, if people want to take a look at the report, is there access online?
There is. You can either go to the National Wildlife Federation's website and just search for the title of the report is After the Marshall Spill, Oil Pipelines in the Great Lakes Region, or you can go to the University of Michigan Law School's website and do the same thing, and it'll be on there as well.
Sarah, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Sarah Gossman is the lead author for the National Wildlife Federation report, and as she mentioned, you can grab that online.